This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The major U.S. stock indexes have backed off record highs ahead of the Federal Reserve's all-important March meeting. On Wednesday, that tension will finally resolve. The U.S. Central Bank is set to release its latest monetary policy decision and updated economic projections at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday afternoon, with investors looking for an answer to one key question. Does the Fed still think it will cut rates 3 times in 2024? Recent data showing inflation hasn't dropped as fast as expected has pushed out market forecasts for Fed rate cuts this year to 3 from 6. The question then is whether a few months of stubborn inflation data will be enough to prompt a further tweak from the Fed. Elsewhere on the calendar this week, Nike, Lululemon, FedEx, and Micron are all set to report results Thursday, highlighting what should otherwise be a relatively quiet schedule for corporate results. On the IPO front, Reddit is set to make its public market debut on Thursday under the ticker RDDT, as investors continue to gauge how much last year's frozen market for new issues has thawed in 2024. NVIDIA will also host its annual GTC conference on Monday, with investors keenly focused on the company's product roadmap as it rides a massive surge in demand for its chips amid the AI boom. The stock is up more than 260% over the last year, though shares have been roughly flat over the last 2 weeks, with investors in a holding pattern ahead of both this event and the Fed's meeting this week. Investors aren't contemplating any change in the Fed's benchmark interest rates, which should remain in the range of 5.25% to 5.50%, where they've stood since last July, which means investors will have their full attention both on the Fed's latest summary of economic projections and, as ever, Fed Chair Jerome Powell's press conference, which will kick off 30 minutes after the SEP and policy statement are released. Deutsche Bank chief U.S. economist Matthew Luzzetti wrote in a note to clients on Friday that he believes the recent inflation readings will prompt the Fed to lean hawkish with its messaging on Wednesday. In other words, don't expect the Fed to spend much time pushing back against market expectations. They're content to wait before cutting rates this year. Coming out of the Fed's December meeting, investors talked about the possibility of a January rate cut, with March seen as all but a formality. Ahead of this week's meeting, data from the CME Group showed rate cuts aren't viewed as having a greater than 50% likelihood until July. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.